You never had to come downtown Tulsa then to shop?
Yeah, I did.
When you needed to buy clothes and so forth, did you come downtown?
Yeah, how did y'all?
Yeah, you could shop, but I understand that you couldn't try hats on. I was told.
Was that only for blacks?
Yes. Yeah.
Only blacks couldn't try hats on?
Yeah, only blacks. Only blacks.
Some of the stores would have been Vandiver's?
Vandiver's, Seidenbach.
Clark's Good Clothes?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
That's the only time then you would have to come to the white community,
yeah,
so to speak.
The only time was to go downtown.
And then, weren't there restaurants that you couldn't go to?
We couldn't go in to take the kids in there to have a soda or anything like that. No, we didn't do that. You didn't eat in the restaurants or sit at the counters.
And how did that make you feel? Or did you just take it as that's the way life is?
Well, this was the rules.
Nothing inside you said, I'm just as good as the whites.
You realize that. But you realize there was a difference that these places were owned by the white people. Mm-hmm. They owned it all. And if they said no, you knew that it was a no. There was a no.
No.
Blacks and white. It was black here and white here. And that's the way it was.
Yeah.
Until the time came when they really started doing the sit-ins and things.
Of